It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. We are in prime rhubarb harvesting season for Wisconsin gardens, and a master gardener is here with tips on how to twist and pull up those stalks and gather an armload. Enjoy rhubarb in a variety of recipes like this one, rhubarb custard streusel pie. You can find it at WPR.org/mornings. Call in with your questions, comments about rhubarb, 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Becky Gutzman is a master gardener, previously worked as a nutritionist for UW Extension. Becky, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate. I'm happy to be here.
So why is rhubarb a common vegetable seen in Wisconsin this time of year?
Well, it's a seasonal vegetable, so it comes up in the spring. It's perennial, which is one of the things I love about it. I don't have to plant it. And it is only harvested in May and June, generally. So this is the time of year that people are thinking about it and wanting to use it. It's at its prime right now.
So you grow rhubarb enthusiastically. I'm going to just call you the Wisconsin ambassador of rhubarb. We're going to lean into this.
But you, that's good.
You give presentations on it. What do you find special about rhubarb?
Well, the fact that it is a perennial and comes up by itself is very appealing to many people. It's also a very pretty plant with those big leaves. It's a nice decorative accent in your garden. Some people even grow it in amongst their other perennial flower beds because it's so pretty. One of the things that people often ask me when I talk about rhubarb is it done when the flower stalks come up? I can't pick it any longer then? And that is not true. Hmm. You should actually pick those flower stalks off or cut those off because they don't serve any useful purpose. And they actually tell the plant to stop growing. I'm done now. I've flowered. And we don't want the plant to stop growing. So cut those flower stalks off and then your plant will keep producing. This hot, dry weather we've had the last few weeks has been a little hard on rhubarb plants. So I know my plants are very grateful for the thirsty drink they got yesterday.
So what about those leaves, though? They are toxic. What should we be aware of?
They are. They contain oxalic acid, which is a mild poison. So in the spring, if your plants are growing and we get a hard frost, those leaves will be frostbit, and that drives the oxalic acid down into the stalk. So you don't want to use a stalk that has a frozen or a frosted leaf on it. I just cut them off and toss them in the compost bin because they become unsightly once they've been frozen. But that's the only real concern, is you don't want to eat a stalk that's been frosted on the leaves. And so in the fall, sometimes we pick rhubarb again because the cooler weather and the fall rains kind of revive the plants. Hmm. And that's fine to do. It won't hurt the plant at all. But when that first frost comes, then you're done. Don't pick any more rhubarb after that either.
So is it okay, though, to eat the stalks of rhubarb that are only partly red with green on the upper half? Or what about the red in the stalks?
Yes. The color is very indicative of the variety of rhubarb that you have. And so the good old-fashioned rhubarb that all of our grandmothers had in their yards has a big, thick, green stalk. It's the most vigorous of all the rhubarb varieties. And the stalk has very little red on it. That's fine to use. I have to tell you a funny story. One day I was making rhubarb sauce, and one of my kids came in the kitchen just as I was dropping a few drops of red food coloring into it. And they were like, "What? Mom, are you cheating?" I said, "No. Did you think this rhubarb sauce was red naturally?" So it doesn't have as nice a color when you cook it. But now we have a lot of newer varieties of rhubarb that are much more red in color. They aren't necessarily any sweeter, though. Some will advertise that they are, but I have not found them to be discernibly sweeter. But they sure look nicer when you cook them in a dish. The downfall in my mind of the newer varieties, the really red ones, is they're not as vigorous of a grower as the old-fashioned types. So you'll have to have a lot more plant to get enough to make a cake and a pie and rhubarb crisp.
Talking about rhubarb with Master Gardener and retired nutritionist for UW Extension, Becky Gutzman is here. You can join in with your questions about rhubarb, your comments, what it's like to grow it for you. 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. So, Becky, what should a person look for when picking out rhubarb at, say, their local farmer's market?
You should look for nice firm stalks that are not limp. That means they've been picked too far ahead of time. And often at the farmer's market, and sometimes even in the store, you will see a little bit of leaf left at the top, an inch or so. Most harvesters do that in order to just keep as much of the stalk fresh as possible. When you get home, they'll cut that top leafy part off. You don't want to use that. I also think it's best if you find rhubarb that has the stump end, it's the leaf petiole, still attached at the other end. That means that it was pulled from the plant, not cut. And from a grower perspective, that is healthier for the plant to pull that stalk off. If you cut it, you leave a cut edge for disease or insects to enter. When you pull it, that's just a natural sheath around the base of the plant and it comes loose and doesn't hurt the plant at all. So when you are looking for it in the market, if you have that lower rounded part attached, then you'll have a complete fresher stalk. When you get home again, you'll cut that bottom part off and discard it. But a nice firm stalk that has good color. And of course, if you see any insect damage, you don't want those.
Are there any pests that get into rhubarb or that we should be aware of when you talk about insect damage?
Yeah, that is really the beautiful part of rhubarb. Not very many pests like it. There is a rhubarb borer that sometimes can get into your rhubarb plants. And generally, that only happens if you're growing it in a poor location, like a low damp area or
Okay.
in too much shade. Rhubarb really loves to be grown in full sun and it likes great drainage. It does not want wet feet at all. And so if you're growing rhubarb in the right location, will hardly ever be bothered by any insect or disease pest.
So when you said that the twist action on the stalks, do you kind of twist and pull for
I
optimal for
do.
the plant? And then the follow-up to that is how many stalks to leave at the harvest to ensure you have that future production if you want that rhubarb to come back in a vigorous way?
So I grab the stalk fairly low on the stalk and just twist and pull it away. And generally, it'll just snap right off the plant. So I would say don't take more than a third of the. Well, let's back up a little bit. If you have just planted a new rhubarb plant, don't pick any stalks the first year. It really needs to establish a good root system,
Okay.
putting energy into more stalks. Even the second year, just a few stalks. By the third year, it should be well established, and then you can pull more. But I think in any season from any individual plant, I wouldn't pull more than a third of the stalks at one time. But the rhubarb plant will keep growing and keep sending up more. So you'll get more harvests off of it, but you want to be a little bit not too overly enthusiastic with picking the stalks all at once.
Nice,
We
easy
have a friend
scale up.
from Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was
We had a friend from Texas who was up one time pick and wanted to pick some asparagus for his take home because they can't grow or rhubarb, I'm sorry, rhubarb there. It's just too warm for it. And I said, oh, sure, go ahead. And I was at work. And when I came home, there was hardly anything left to my bed,
Oh,
but it was an
dear.
old established bed and it bounced back just fine. So it's those first few years, be gentle on it.
Wisconsin Master Gardener and rhubarb enthusiast Becky Gutzman, getting us better acquainted with this plant. And you can join the conversation along the way about harvesting and using rhubarb in your recipes. Call in with a question. You can share your gardening experience here at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We learn how to harvest and cook with rhubarb as Wisconsin rhubarb patches provide the early fruits of the summer season. Join in about the tart stalks of a rhubarb plant, what you wonder about harvesting and cooking it. The number to join in with a question or thoughts, 800-642-1234. Wisconsin Master Gardener Becky Gutzman is here. So, Becky, we got wind that you have been a county fair judge for a half century, judged nearly every county fair in the state. How many rhubarb pies do you think you've tasted along the way?
Well, you know what? Not too many, because May and June are really rhubarb season. And by the time I'm judging at fairs in July and August, fresh rhubarb is not being picked anymore. And that's an interesting thought. You know, you can freeze rhubarb so easy. Just rinse it, cut it up, put it in a Ziploc bag and freeze it in a freezer bag. But when it comes out of the freezer, it's quite watery. And while that works great for sauce or in a cake, it's not the best for a pie. So I don't see a lot of rhubarb pies, amazingly.
The timing is not quite right. Interesting. So,
on the other hand, I've made a lot of rhubarb pies.
And that's really where we want to go here. What makes a good rhubarb pie?
Well, interestingly, when I first got married, I made a rhubarb pie like my mother made it, a two-crust pie with a nice rhubarb filling thickened with flour or cornstarch. And my husband was like, never saw a rhubarb pie like that before. His mother made a single crust rhubarb custard pie with a tall meringue topping on it, which was also wonderful. So I would go back and forth between his mother's pie style and mine. But this year, I have found a new recipe that I'm really enthusiastic about. But back to your question of what makes a good rhubarb pie, first of all, a tender pie crust. So I just think everybody should learn how to make pie crust. It is so simple, and it's just so tasty. So a good pie crust, a filling that doesn't run all over your plate when you cut into it. So rhubarb is a hard thing to thicken. Apples, just a little bit of flour will thicken that up fine. But rhubarb needs a stronger thickener. So either use cornstarch or mix a little tapioca with the rhubarb, and that will make a better filling that stands up after you cut into the pie.
I'm curious about your pie being kind of a standalone rhubarb pie without its favorite match being strawberry with it. Like, do you have to cut the tartness at all in your pie?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes. If you have straight rhubarb, it will take more sugar than if you're mixing it with those sweet strawberries. I think rhubarb strawberry pie is a little bit more modern than the pie that my mom would have been making 50 years ago. That seems to be a really popular combination right now.
So if someone just doesn't really appreciate rhubarb like the way you do, what is their on-ramp? What is like their gateway to rhubarb and winning them over?
Well, probably using it in a dessert that has a lot of other sweet ingredients. There's a lot of crisp and cobbler recipes out there that might call for a cake mix in with it or a sweet topping. When you have a lot of straight rhubarb, even if you've added a lot of sugar, you really get that tartness through more when there's more rhubarb. But, you know, scientifically, there's a difference in people. Some people never taste that tartness, and other people one bite makes their jaws lock up.
Hmm.
So, yeah, you might not ever convert everyone to be a rhubarb lover.
It's kind of like the cilantro effect.
Yes, exactly. It's probably the same gene that does that.
So how do you judge how much rhubarb you actually need for a recipe, especially if you're not used to using rhubarb in a recipe?
Oh, that's a really good question. I would say that a pound of rhubarb probably yields about 2 cups of chopped rhubarb.
Okay.
And so, you know, when I'm picking it out in the garden, I'm not weighing it, and I'm not buying it in the store where it's measured out and said so much per pound. So I just pick stalks until I eyeball it and think, oh, will this make about the 4 cups of rhubarb that I need for this recipe? Mm-hmm. Of course, I can always go out to the garden and pick one more stalk if I need it. So I think, yeah, that's a little bit iffy, but just try to eyeball it and see if you're at a cup or 2 cups.
And earlier we were talking about thinner stalks versus the thicker, more mature stalks.
Mm-hmm.
Is earlier rhubarb and those thinner stalks more flavorful and tender versus, what is different about the thicker, more mature stalks?
Well, thicker and more mature doesn't always go together.
Huh.
Some plants always put up bigger, thicker stalks. It's just their variety.
Mm-hmm.
Some varieties always throw up, that sounds terrible, put up small, skinny stalks. So don't worry about the thickness of the stalk as much as does it seem firm but not tough. And then just pick as many as you need to make your amount.
Talking about rhubarb with Master Gardener and retired nutritionist at UW Extension, Becky Gutzman is here fielding your questions about rhubarb, 800-642-1234. Okay, Becky, it is time for pie. You provided us with this homemade rhubarb pie recipe, rhubarb custard streusel pie, and we have a link to it at wpr.org/mornings. Tell us about this recipe.
Oh, I think this one is great. It just uses a single crust, so that's less daunting for people. You roll out your crust and put it into a pie plate and crimp the edge. You chop a couple cups of rhubarb and put over the bottom crust. The custard is wonderful and easy to make. It uses 4 egg yolks and some sour cream and a little flour and sugar, of course. You pour that over it and bake it for about 25 minutes. Meantime, you're going to make a simple streusel topping with sugar, butter, and a little brown sugar and a pinch of nutmeg. And a pinch of nutmeg is just what it sounds like, what you can hold between your thumb and your index finger as you pull it out of the container. But that nutmeg goes so well with rhubarb. At 25 minutes, you pull the pie out and sprinkle that streusel on top. And I like to cover the edge at that point with a pie protector so it doesn't get too brown and put it back in. And to know when it's done, stick a knife near the center. And if it comes out clean, that pie is done, even if it's still jiggly when you wiggle the pie plate. And it'll finish setting up as it cools and then refrigerate it before you serve it. It is so good.
Oh, my goodness. And that nutmeg twist sounds really just really wonderful. What about the room temperature sour cream in the recipe? How long do I leave it out and, you know, so it's still okay?
Yeah. A half an hour is plenty.
Okay.
And it just that sour cream and the egg yolks and the cream all call for being room temperature. It just helps that pie start to cook a little faster in the oven if they're not straight out of the refrigerator. So keep that in mind. If you're really in a hurry and you don't have time to let it come up to room temperature, the pie will take a little bit longer to bake. That's all.
How did you come upon this recipe?
Oh, I'm always searching various cookbooks and internet sources for recipes, and I was looking specifically for a single crust rhubarb pie. I just thought that would be the thing to do, and we love streusel in our family. So when I found this custard pie and then put a streusel topping on it, I thought, this is a winner, and so far, everybody has agreed.
So we only have a few moments left here, but let's say you've won over some people on rhubarb and they're thinking about planting it this fall. What makes a good spot for a rhubarb patch?
It should be in full sun, and often put it on the edge of your garden so that you're not having to till or shovel around it. And rhubarb does not like weeds. It doesn't like to be crowded. So mulch around it and keep the weeds away. Don't plop it in the middle of the lawn and let the sod encroach on it. It just won't grow as vigorously for you. So a good sunny spot where you can mulch it and take care of it.
Oh, Becky, thank you so much for joining us. Happy gardening.
Thank you. I love gardening.
Oh, Becky Gutzman, rhubarb enthusiast, master gardener, previously a nutritionist for UW Extension. We have a link again to her rhubarb custard streusel pie recipe at wpr.org/mornings. I'm Kate Archer Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.